What's up, Trey? It's Guys here. And as you know, we're back with another episode of Trey Finster Hall Radio. We stream every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And today we come to you with a special, post-apocalyptic. What would you do? Where would you go? And who would you hang with? Today I got with me four guests, and they're here to talk about it. But first, let's have a word from our sponsors. What's up, guys? And we're back from that short advertisement. Sorry you had to hear it, but it's how I get paid. So I have with me four guests. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Jesse, and my name is Griselda.
My name is Kayla. Follow me at Drippy with two Y's. Kayla.
My name is Damo, at Odie for Prez.
My name is Tanaya, at Free Breezy.
See? Four guests. And let's talk about it. So, the situation is, let's say it was a post-apocalyptic situation. Let's say, like, zombies just attacked everywhere. And we was all just in the same house, you know what I mean? You said, we just chilling. And zombies just come from everywhere. And we the only ones who survived, that we know of. The first question is, what do we do now? I mean, everybody basically dead in this bitch. Where are we supposed to go?
Okay, look, because everybody dead, right? First thing on my mind is repopulation.
Oh my god.
You's a freaky nigga. I'll tell you that out the gate.
Get the fuck up out of here, bro.
Wait. You gotta hear me out.
All right, go ahead.
There's two girls and there's three boys. Y'all can repopulate while I go get the food and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But Jesse, why would we repopulate out the gate? Nigga, that means we're gonna have to wait 9 more months.
Right.
Y'all gotta be the dumb.
On top of that, we're gonna be hungry as hell.
That's what I'm saying. So,
I mean, if we the only ones left on Earth, though, we could really just go inside of a supermarket.
True, but then again, you got to think, at the supermarket, nigga, people be getting groceries. There's going to be zombies all over that bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
At the same time,
weapons.
If the first thing you think about is repopulation, then also you have to think about the people that are pregnant are, like, the weakest links. So it's like you have to take care of them because they can't really do shit.
Ah, nah, not even that.
I ain't getting pregnant. Fuck you.
Yo,
I'm not doing that shit.
Okay,
so wait, it's not even that though. Cause once we all in the same crib, you know what I'm saying? Zombies and stuff. Mm-hmm. We gonna make our safe house secure. So if for the pregnant home, she gonna sit inside.
Oh my
god. Okay, but Jesse, like, think about like this. Like Tanaya said, nigga, if they pregnant, then they can't really help us. What if we get ambushed or some shit?
All I gotta say is, y'all not doing that with me.
Shit, you gotta take one for the team, cause
I ain't taking no.
Shit, or take the team. You know what I'm saying? It really depends on the situation.
So
other than repopulation, fresh out the motherfucking gate. If zombies attack, what's the first thing we gonna do?
Okay, well,
get weapons.
Yeah, weapons. Yeah.
Weapons. Ooh, true. But think about it like this. Where we gonna get weapons from?
Shit, we can make them.
What the fuck do you think this is?
I don't know. It's gonna be a gun shop or something.
It's the apocalypse. It's gonna be a bunch of broken shit everywhere. Just
okay. Let me.
Hey, look. Why are we tripping? Like we gotta make weapons. I mean, we're still in 2021. It's gonna be guns everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
They sell guns at Walmart.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking, okay? First thing I'm thinking, fresh out the motherfucking explosion, is we need transportation. How we gonna get to Walmart? We ain't hiking, bitch. We gonna have to steal a car.
But wait, though. Not even that. Okay, listen. I had this up because you know how the government released the zombie apocalypse guidelines?
Yeah.
You gotta be in shape. That's what they say. You gotta be in shape.
Okay, but I'm still not walking to Walmart, bitch.
It depends on how. Wait, what's the closest store? Because we can really go to Dollar General.
I mean, you ain't gonna find no gun in Dollar General.
You die first, bro. You
gonna find a fucking water gun.
Okay, so like, where are we? Are we like here? Like in?
Yeah, we in Fayetteville.
Okay. So yeah, my first thought would be to go to the Walmart by the mall, the ghetto Walmart.
The 301?
Yeah, the ghetto Walmart.
Hell no. And I tell you what, I ain't going to the Merc anyway. I don't give a fuck if it is zombies or not. I'm not going to the Merc.
We need some clothes and stuff too. I'm not finna go the whole entire apocalypse with the same underwear on, but like
listen, so look, let me put
bro, we'll like figure that out while as we go, bro.
It ain't gonna be no water.
True. So
I mean you can just stay clothes.
Okay, so I got three options for y'all. Yeah. Three options of where we set up camp at. We either set up camp at Walmart, we set up camp at Academy Sports, or we set up camp at a school. Which one y'all picking and why?
A school, because I only say that because it's more places to go. So, like, let's say we start off in, like, a damn classroom or some shit. If a zombie break the window and we got to get out, we can run to, like, the gym or something. And then if zombies get in the gym, we could go to the cafeteria. Like, it's more places we going to be able to go and more stuff. In a school, like, we could defend ourselves with, and they got, like, hella, like, fuck if we got to eat lunch food if we got to.
Man,
you know
hell
something?
No.
I say school, too.
I'd rather die.
Okay, no, but them pizza dunkers be bust sometimes.
Oh, God. Wait, hold on.
Y'all niggas is off topic. Listen.
Okay, listen. Okay, can I tell you something? Let me tell you the reason I won't pick school. Bitch, we're going to run out of that rationed-ass school food eventually.
I say
we should go to Walmart. And the reason I said Walmart is because guess what? All the shit y'all named, Walmart got that bitch. Hiding spot, food, okay. Weapons. Like, you really can't miss. But the only problem with Walmart, that bitch going to be crawling with zombies, my nigga.
Okay, well, listen to my what I got to say.
Let me hear it, nigga.
Okay, school, right? Say Bird, because, you know, that's the school that I know up and inside out. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the back of my head.
Big Bird. Yeah, I feel you.
But listen, though.
Fuck all that.
You said something about food and all that. We could like, you know what I'm saying, take our chances and go down the street to McDonald's, the food line and stuff right there, because Bird right there beside it.
I know, but we said where we gonna set up camp at. So y'all
we setting up camp at Burn.
Yeah, we gonna set up camp there.
Okay, but if we're talking about setting up camp at a school, 71st would be the best place to set up, because if you think
about it,
let me explain. Because there is literally a Walmart right beside 71st. There's a McDonald's right across the street. And there are several other... There's actually a food line down the street, too. So, you don't have to go that far to get your food or get whatever you need, your supplies. And you have space in the school. The school is very secure. There's gates everywhere.
Let me tell you what. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But I do think that's a good option.
Okay, well, you
can go to Cape Fear.
No.
You can go to Cape Fear High School.
Cape Fear? All the way out there?
Listen. Because if zombies are breaking inside the school, we can just run in the fields. You see what I'm saying? They can't catch us. We run faster than zombies.
Nigga think this Call of Duty. They gonna catch us eventually. We gonna get tired.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like. We gonna need a ride. So what? I'm thinking we can get a big ass truck or a minivan.
Or a school bus. Then
a school
bus. It's five of us.
Either way. Either way, if we get a vehicle, we gotta find gas.
Yeah, we could get a school bus, no cap. Everybody can live.
We still gotta find somewhere to get gas from.
The reason I want a school bus, say you trying to bust a turn. You gotta make a wide turn with that school bus.
Oh, true.
A zombie to be done jumped on the hood.
True. So let's get like a big ass ramp. You don't have to find somewhere to get gas, too.
Well, I'm pretty sure somebody gonna be out the windows with a Glock. I hope so.
At the windows, I'm at the top of the goddamn.
There you go.
Okay, but no cap, a school bus is the smartest decision, because if you have a school bus, you know they also have those pickup trucks that come and deliver gas to the school for the school buses, so we wouldn't have to actually.
Who in the hell is delivering gas to the school bus when is it during the?
Okay, no, we can steal one of the trucks too. So we can have that truck to refuel the school bus. And then we'd be straight. Like, we don't have to sit outside of the gas station.
Or we can get a Tesla. Or we pull up inside an electric car when we need gas.
But, Jesse, think about it like this. If it's the post-apocalypse, I'm pretty sure electricity and, you know, all that shit gonna be down.
We need a bike. Listen, we getting a bike.
Listen, y'all talking about a bus. It might be some fast zombies, like, on Black Ops 2 that just run fast as hell and jump on the...
That's what I'm saying. Like, the bus is too slow, but it's more secure.
Okay, look, we got to think realistic now. Because say we got to steal the car. We ain't got no keys. You got to think realistic. Let's get a bike.
And we don't got...
A bike?
How we How are we gonna get gas like if we just ride?
You can always hot wire a car.
Okay, realistically, y'all
what if we run out of gas on the way?
I do.
It ain't that hard.
It's not hard, Jesse.
We can just search it up on YouTube.
How you gonna look it up on YouTube? Yeah.
And no fucking data.
With no service.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. So let me get this straight. Our first move is repopulate. The second move is go to a school, and the third move is drive a school bus.
Okay, how about we take that?
No, let's start with scratch. First part out.
Move we don't need that.
Nigga, let me put it like this: if this was in rounds, round two, we out. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we gon' we
okay. Okay, let's start from scratch.
We need to establish a camp. You know, a camp where we can grow crops. A camp where it's secure. You know,
and we need something that has food, that has weapons, and
we're growing the food. You know what I'm saying?
What, nigga? That's gonna take forever. We need somewhere that has food. We need something that has weapons and mobility. I'm thinking Walmart still.
Okay, but where you gonna grow food at Walmart? I mean,
low key, in the little vegetable place. We can't.
Okay, how about this? Okay, what about the mall? The mall got everything.
No, Trey.
No, it don't.
No, it doesn't.
We're gonna be hungry at the mall quicker than at the school.
The juice bar?
Chick-fil-A?
Look, I feel like we're going about this the wrong way. Because if you think about it, wouldn't it be smarter to be like near like Hoke? Kind of, because it's like out in the country. It's like we could find like a little farm. Then we can have animals and all the other stuff. And we really feel like, you really think them zombies gonna be all the way out there? Like, what are they gonna be doing out there?
True, nobody even lives.
Yeah, like nobody lives out there. So I feel like that would be smart.
True, but then again, you gotta think, like, let's say if we start like in Bird/71st area, that's kind of far.
That is true.
So I was gonna get there.
Just think rational. Like, now let's give it a $150 and think rational.
All
right,
$150.
All right, you listening?
We listening.
Yeah.
I know you said we're gonna need to establish a camp. But say it was to really happen. Where do you see yourself actually being at camp in? Like, realistically?
Well, I don't get the question.
Like, y'all saying the mall, the school, like, realistically, if it was to happen right now, where would the safe house be at?
Realistically?
In a regular house. To keep it would be, at a regular house.
Yeah.
True, but I don't want nothing too big. But I don't want it too small either.
Honestly, I wouldn't be thinking about a regular house, because think about how easy a regular house is to break into.
True, and on top of that, think about it like this. We got the whole world at our disposal. Why would you just want to go there? You know what I mean?
Like, y'all watched The Walking Dead where they had that prison. They had that prison on lock, and they was growing crops.
We could go to a prison, but the people inside the prison, you remember,
in Walking Dead when they went into the prison, they had guns to clear out all the zombies. We don't got guns yet.
Still, y'all gotta think about even if we do find somewhere, it ain't like you could say like, oh, they could just break in, because we still gotta do like reinforcements and stuff.
I was
like
gonna
that.
Say it's like, do y'all know how to put a fucking board on the window? I don't.
Nigga, hammer and nails.
Oh,
yeah, you hammer and nails.
My fault. I forgot window. I was stupid.
Ooh, y'all. What about like stuff. Lowe's or Home Depot?
Ooh, Home Depot. Yeah, they got all
the. And you know they got like especially a plant section.
But the only thing they got to eat at Home Depot though is the side snacks by the register. So
nigga, next thing you know, you don't have to get like. Because we might not be the only people alive. Maybe what we think is that we're the only people alive, but it might not. So we're going to have to get, like, a battery-powered radio or something. You know what I mean? All the antennas and shit going to be down.
Nah, not even that. Because no cap, any zombie movie you ever watched, the other people that was alive try to kill the people that was alive.
Oh, yeah, they trying to have a whole, like, world to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So now here's the tough question. Since, like you said, it's going to be rivalries, what's going to be our group name? Like, we gotta have some badass shit. You know what I mean? So, what's gonna be our group name? Because we gotta have something cold, my nigga. Let me think.
Okay, look. My name Griselda. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like...
Man, hell no!
Huh?
What?
What did you say? How are you the leader of the group and this thing gonna be your podcast?
Listen, man. I ain't even
okay, go ahead.
I mean, there's no, there is no explanation. This is my name.
Okay. Let's think rationally. Out of us five, who would we nominate?
Me.
Me.
Now let's give it a buck 50. Let's give it a buck. Not even on those nothing sexist.
Yo, this nigga is.
Yo, you can't say not on no sexist shit. Nah, unless say something sexist.
You gotta listen to my reasoning. You gotta listen to my reasoning. Okay, so, for example, say a female leader and a zombie walk down on them. They just gonna scream and run.
I'll be damned if I just start screaming on.
I'm not doing no screaming and running.
Wait, nigga, the fuck?
Nah, keep it a buck. Nah, keep it a buck.
What's up with you,
Trey?
But if you don't get your
if a zombie walk down to one of these females, they is not gonna be tough and kill the zombie.
Trey, you know me, bro. Trey,
okay,
listen. You know.
Okay, I feel like we drifting away. I said, who would be the leader?
I would,
Jeffy. Okay, let me listen to your reason of why you should be leader.
I should be okay. Look, rational thinking. Nah, never mind. Cause you gotta be a rational.
Yeah, you're an idiot. what about Damo? Damo quiet? Nah, we need somebody.
Oh yeah,
but Damo quiet. We need somebody to stand up for us.
I think we need somebody to stand up for us.
Damo has to be trying to talk to the zombie, talk about something. But listen, just don't bite us, please.
Bro, but
Damo the most rational thinker in here.
I could.
No, I just feel like why wouldn't it be Trey? Like, he's the only person in this group that we have in common.
Because let's be real. If Trey, you put Trey in the middle of a situation with a zombie apocalypse,
what?
You're not going
to. No, I'm a hitter, man. That's what I do for a living. What are you talking about?
Listen, bro. I don't think. Listen, your head going to be all mixed up on what we got to do first.
I feel like I'm affirmative. I feel like I can take action, outspoken. I feel like I can give a good ass halftime speech. You know what I mean?
Trey, you ever tried a gun before?
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Why are you giving up a halftime speech when it's just
right.
Walking down?
By the time you done telling us the plan, we gonna be gone.
Right, I done got bit on my leg and shit already.
Okay, so
half our team already wiped out.
How about we make it? How about this? This is
a democracy. Man. Everybody give opinion.
Everybody
can get in. But you I'm just
I got you. Wait, I got you. I'm the leader.
Shut the fuck.
You did what? Sound it out.
You can't even speak proper English.
Okay, how about this? Okay, I feel what you're saying. I direct democracy as a group, but I'm just saying, if it was to be recorded as a show, I would be the main character. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know about that right there.
I feel like I would be the main character. This is my show, my nigga.
This is my show.
I'll be that character.
Yes,
who
yes, that's you. And Damo is Damo, right? And then we gotta have a.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'd be that character doing the most risky stuff. Like, say we all at camp, and then they'd be like, oh, snap, there goes something in the road we need.
Exactly. And then Tanaya's going to be the sarcastic satire character, obviously. You know, the one who always got shit to say.
That's why
and
I would
Drippy,
be the leader.
And Kayla's going to be the one that die first. You know.
Oh, God.
Kayla's going to be the one to die first. You know how there's always that one kid.
Okay, no, but wouldn't you be the one to die first because you always doing the risky stuff?
True.
Not, but that's the thing. When it comes to shows, everything is like it's what's it called? Unexpected.
And you talking about?
I don't even know the word called.
No, because it's like
it's not predictable. Like it's suspenseful. I ain't gonna die first. It's gonna come close to me, damn. But I don't. You must forgot.
Okay, we forgot to say.
You're gonna be the one doing all this stuff. Okay, let's say if it was a show, you're gonna be the one doing all this stuff, and then. Everybody gonna start liking you and be like, yeah, that's my boy, and then they gonna kill you just like that. Cause then
true. Yeah, but you gonna be the one who falls who like trip on some sticks
true.
Or something.
True
like
that.
Time.
True,
I
true
very
that.
Much would not do that, but whatever.
I don't know. I feel like I bring main character energy. Like I could get the whole team together, you know what I mean? And then later down the line in the show, we obviously gonna find some other niggas. But like Damo said, mostly in shows, niggas be trying to kill other people. You know what I mean?
That's what I said. You ain't the leader no more.
Can't even remember who said what.
I know.
Niggas don't even listen.
Exactly. Don't even listen to his own team. Because sometimes you just got to tell people to shut the fuck up and do you. You know what I mean?
Okay, so who's that one at the group, though, who going, like, who's, like, what's it called? First line of defense. Like,
you just said that's you because you risky.
You the risky one.
We got to know how to kill it first.
All right, so since
we're talking about attacking zombies, and it's probably going to be the last question for tonight, we're going to break this into maybe a two-part episode. What would your weapon of choice be? Like, you got all the weapons in the world. What you got? Damo, you getting wet. Jesse, what you got?
No, I'm not. Listen. If I got, a machete, because 9 times out of 10, somebody going to have a gun. So that means that somebody going to have my back. So okay,
before you sound stupid, Damo, listen.
No.
To run into other people like they're trying to kill us.
And you Damo, have you ever heard of nobody bring a knife to a gunfight?
Okay, but listen. If a zombie just run down on, if just Jesse shooting a horde of zombies, right? And I'm behind Jesse and a zombie run up on Jesse, right? And Jesse defenseless, and I hit him with that machete. I just saved his life.
Okay.
Everybody don't gotta have a high power weapon. But
Damo, do you know how strong you gotta be to chop a nigga head off?
Oh my god.
Like, even though it's a zombie, you gotta be able to wield that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Cut it through the bone.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, what
I was longer than you without having any weapon. Fuck. Anyway.
Nigga.
I don't know. I think either. Probably like an AR.
An AR? Assault rifle?
See, nah, kick her out of the team. Because say we assassinate someone, you shoot. And one zombie, then every other zombie hear us. Now they get one.
Give me some silence.
What about you,
Tanya? Okay, listen. Okay, so the gun I've always wanted a Glock, but with like a purple grip and an aluminum slide, and then I would have a sniper with like a cute little strap so I can have it on my back.
That's the apocalypse, not Hello Kitty.
I can have the Glock on my side. No! Okay, but you still gotta look cute, though. You know what I'm saying?
She right, though. I mean, my shit be pink and all that shit.
Let me tell you what I would do. Number one, I would just get me a big-ass Desert Eagle, and maybe, even though I put a suppressor on it, it might limit the range and shit, I'd still get that, because it's powerful, and with the suppressor, it can be quiet and shit.
Okay.
This is why that's a stupid decision. Listen, you can, like she said, she got a Glock. You got a big Desert Eagle. It got all that kick. It ain't accurate.
It got less
shots than a Glock, and it take one shot to their brain. It take one shot to the brain of any gun to kill it. So why you gotta get this big giant pistol for when you can get a? You know what I'm saying? More accurate. I don't know.
Because I just want to blow a nigga head off.
If he gonna do this shit, he wants to do it.
I want to do it right.
Fuck, see, that's what I'm saying. As soon as we start, I'm shooting Trey with my crossbow. I'm shooting you with my crossbow.
All right, so
you put the TV at risk.
The main reason I said a machete is, like, listen, like, just like the Walking Dead, every team.
I mean, I kind of agree with him on that. I would like be a samurai sword. Like,
true, maybe a sword or something. That would be cool.
And at the same time, though, if y'all watch The Walking Dead, like when old girl said she wanted an AR, remember that? Like, it was that one scene in The Walking Dead where they would set up a base at that barn or whatever, and like zombies from all around the woods came, walked down on them like a billion zombies, and they had to get up out of there. That was busting them ARs like there was no tomorrow. You ain't been doing that with no crossbow and no machete.
That's exactly. Whoever said AR, congrats to you. That's a good idea.
Me?
It was Kayla.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to our post-apocalyptic episode. We'll have a second one coming soon. But before we end it and get out of here, let's have a word from our sponsors. What's up, guys? It's Trey Finsterhoe back, and sorry for running that ad, but, you know, money talks. Thank you for 150 plays, and we'll have a second episode coming out soon. And this is us. We're signing off. Finsterhoe out.
My name's Tanaya.
My name's Griselda.
My name's Kayla.
And we'll see you next week.
And my name's Dama.